kiddies. It's me, John Cusier, the voice of the Crypt Keeper, and you're listening to We Got the Geek.
All right, this is Jay Stu coming to you from the Kitchener Comic Arts Festival. First ever event. Proud to be here with the man himself, Alfonso, for your 50th appearance, finally.
My goodness, Jay Stu, this has been a long time since our last chat. The last time, it has a total of 600 and something days away. Almost 2 years.
Yeah.
Since the last time.
Yeah, we've been stuck on 49 for a while.
It's time, let's knock it down. This is our 50th anniversary. Welcome to the 50th anniversary. We got the geek on our 50th interview about things. So, because let's think about it. Let's do a little information section where if you start listening all the interviews that we have done for the last 50 times, and we just average every interview in a 10-minute time frame, you are going to be sitting down listening to our conversations for about 8 hours and a half. Isn't it fantastic? You can hear Alfonso for a whole day.
There you go. There you go. Now, I'm glad the 50th was today. It was kind of a special day to do this. How was this, your first event here?
Well, before anything, thank you, Jay, for making it here, because you guys are not only the fantastic people that I've been dealing with so many years, but also this is the very first time that we actually put together this show. This is our very first year. It was a little bit of a test run, to be honest. We produced this event to be an outdoor event, so now we can see the results of it. Now we have a bunch of data and a bunch of information that we're going to be literally just checking up to see how we can improve the results of this year. Because guess what? We're coming next year with the same show, this Kitchener Comics Art Festival.
Good.
Early on today, I was just chatting literally with a couple of people from the city that they came to. I guess that's their job to go and check out.
Yeah.
To come and check out to make everything is good. And they were extremely pleased. And we kind of like say something, so then it's just fantastic. So good. I'm really happy to see this. This is our response of an important outlet of artists in need to find a place to promote their stuff. We got to remember that everything that has happened on the last 15 years, 20 years, 6 years, every year there is a new artist who is becoming their first show, who's learning how to start doing comic books, how to draw, how to put it together. And this one right here, it's just the beginning for someone. It's the middle for somebody else, and it might be the last one for another one, right?
Yeah.
So we don't really know. One thing I can tell you, that's 100% of it. Everybody who was attending this show in every single one of their booths, it felt like it was more like a family reunion, like a community event. They're one place that you can actually come together and feel comfortable, chill out, not being stressed about it, and be your own self within in the comic book industry.
Yes.
Love it. This is part of what it makes the community so strong. People like guys that they're up and coming, like the Cigarette Man, who's their first show, who's really excited to do these type of things, all the way to established comic book creators like Andre Campbell, that is literally his comeback on the show circuit, that is fascinatingly good. And established comic book creators like Ivan and Vincent over there in the corner, you see areas of all different stretches. So then it's not like, oh, this is the place where you're going to see only manga or you're going to see only stickers. You have stretches for all different directions, and that makes me really happy.
That's good. I was so happy when you announced the show, and it I mean, I loved coming to your Cambridge shows back in the day. Yeah. So.
Well, Cambridge is right now sitting on a little bit of a hiatus. We are going to be practicing that very soon.
Okay.
We're going to try to reach out once again to see if we can reactivate that part. I think that's extremely important also to address that Cambridge also has a big industry and a big artistry scene happening in it, right? So at this moment, I think that it makes more sense because well, Studio Comics Press is located in Kitchener.
Yes.
We've been there set up for about 8 years now.
I think
it's just natural for us to run the event here in Kitchener. So it just worked out exactly the way that I see it.
Right on.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. I had a great time. It was my first outdoor show, and we hadn't podcasted in a while, and thank you for introducing us to Rafia from The Boys. That was a fantastic interview.
Yeah, she's super easygoing.
What a nice person,
right?
By the way.
Down to earth. You can talk to her naturally. There's no pretentious personality. If she has something to say, he has something to say. And, you know, they did a fantastic type of thing all the time on throughout the day. I saw her throughout the day, and then she was always engaging. I was talking to people.
Yeah.
The same thing with artists. I mean, you have guys like Graham, right?
Yeah.
Graham Misurek with Yuki versus Panda, and then
all this new stuff.
And then he was engaging all day long too.
Oh yeah.
Also want to send a big, big thank you to, or like what I want to call it, my personal support DJ, Derek.
He was good.
The good doctor was playing all the fun themes from TV shows, movies, and soundtracks. That was super fantastic.
Yeah, he was good.
So what else can I? This is what I say.
Yeah.
At this point, working wise, let's call it professional wise, what else I can ask but to see this?
Can't ask for much more, man. It's awesome.
It's beautiful. The whole industry came together. At least, like, all my friends are here. All the people that I know are here. All the people that care, the people that they are here.
Yeah.
So,
good.
It was awesome.
Good.
It was awesome. My voice is breaking because I'm so happy.
Oh, that's good, man. Like, you deserve it. This was just a wonderful event.
Yeah. And then what else next? What is next for ourselves? We still have a couple things on the map. We might be doing something with CK Expo again because they're running an event in a couple months. But definitely, we are excited because literally our next stop after this, that is the official next stop that we're announcing now after this show is over, like in a couple weeks. Now the next stop, official next stop for us, is going to be Garden City Comic Con.
Yes.
Let's do this.
Thanks,
chat. Let's do this
for
chat.
Sure.
Come on.
For
right?
sure.
So we're going that direction. We already can say that we have a couple people that we have literally secured for the event.
Yep.
So then, I don't know if it's too early to say it, but then right here, one exclusive right at the Kitchener Comics Arts Festival, to let you know that for the event over there, we're going to have a guest. We have a confirmed guest.
Yep.
So I'm so happy to say, I don't know, like you might say it, I know, but yeah, she's amazing. Oh,
yeah.
I give you some peace, but anyway. She's amazing. We have a guest confirmed soon enough to be released. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, or do we say it right now? Yeah, we're going to say it. Our first guest for the...
If you're allowed to, then
I'm
go
100%
for it.
Allowed. So our guest is... Are we allowed?
Yeah, I was good. You know, right after this interview, I was going to ask you when we could start announcing that. So,
okay,
yeah,
well,
go
then,
for it.
Okay,
man.
I have an idea. If you are listening to this interview, this is the 50th interview of Alfonso Spinelli. We got the key. You got to listen to the 51 to hear the announcement that we have for Garden City Comic Con. It's literally happening in a few months. Well, how many months do we have? Four?
4 months, yeah, in November.
Perfect, okay. So we have enough time to just set it up together. It's going to be fantastic. So this is what is next. Listen to the next interview, and then we're going to do the announcement.
Okay.
Okay?
That's fair.
Fair enough, because this is about this show, per se, right?
Yeah.
So this is good.
Yeah.
Good, okay. So everybody going happy? Everybody good? So,
yeah,
so we're fantastic on that end.
Okay. Sounds good, man. Thanks for having us.
Not a problem.
It was awesome finally seeing you. It's been a couple years.
Yes, I know. Next time that we see you, I'm going to just... put some paint on my beard.
Yeah, me
make
too.
Make sure that it's not white.
Me too.
You know, I feel like, you know, so old now.
Yeah.
After so many years. But guess what? This is the only way that you can build a really community, Jay.
Mm.
Right? It feels so far that we cannot be together every weekend doing shows and, you know, sharing and being geeky and the kind of community events happening. But I'm so glad that the times that we do it right. We do it in groups, we do it in family, and that's pretty much what is important to people. So thank you very much to you to making it here, and thank you to all the listeners.
Yeah, thanks everybody. Thanks Alfonso, and thanks for a great time today.
Thank you. See you next time.
To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out on www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.